Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Public Health Director Jodine DeVault on allergy season. It's springtime, or at least what we think of springtime doesn't always agree with us. The time of the year where there might be some stuff in the air that causes some people to have some allergies. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, what is an allergy to begin with? It's when somebody has an allergy, they have a hypersensitive response to substances, which we call allergens. It can be in food, can be in the environment, and those some common ones are pet dander, pollen, bee, venom. So it's actually that your body has an inappropriate immune response. So you're introduced, let's say you're the ragweed, and you are, which is more common in the fall, I think, but now it's, right now it's high tree dander stuff. Your body perceives that as a danger, and so it reacts to try to protect you, even though it is an inappropriate immune response. And you might sneeze and watery eyes, and some of the topical might have your skin peeling, and all of those are a way of your body to protect yourself. Allergies in people, in the number of people across the world, is really increasing. Children's allergies in the United States alone, the cost of treating children's allergies is $25 billion just here in our country. So some of the things that might increase your risk for allergies is genetics, familial history of allergies. If you are a child, if you have asthma, or if you were born by C-section, there's evidence that there's increased incidence of allergies in those kids.
Really? Yeah. I never would have guessed that. So is there any reason for that?
I do not know the reason. I just learned that today. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad we all are learning something today. Why is the springtime such a greater risk? I see people with stuffy noses. We just got over cold season, didn't we?
Well, I would think that some of the most common allergies are to the, and I don't know what it is, whatever is shed when the trees are blooming and the grass is coming up and the flowers are blooming. All of those release substances in the air. And if you have an environmental allergy to some of that pollen and stuff, you tend to have the sneezy, watery eyes. The most effective treatment for allergies is, of course, to avoid what you're allergic to, if you know. If you don't know, you can be, and if it's enough to alter your daily functions, you can be tested. There's a blood test, a patch test, and a pinpoint test that an allergist can do to identify what you're allergic to, and then, of course, you try to survive in this world and avoid those substances. If you have some really severe allergies, you can always have your allergen consider allergy shots to help. And I think that the purpose of the shots is to introduce little bits of that allergen into your system to cause your body to be hyposensitive to that rather than hypersensitive. And I believe the thought is that when your body figures out it's not really a danger, it'll quit responding, that inappropriate immune response, and you won't have all of those symptoms. That's best case scenario, I think.
Yeah, I would hope so. What are some other things, some easy things people can take? Is there medication that is the best thing? I guess I don't really have bad allergies, but I know people who do, and it seems like they're always doing something.
Yeah, it's a lot of people will take the over-the-counter antihistamines or decongestants, their steroid nasal sprays. A lot of those things are very effective during a seasonal kind of allergy. If it is broader and something that you're in contact with all the time, it gets a little harder, but still there's some oral medication that is very helpful to help people cope with the allergies in their environments or foods.
Well, this is probably an easy question for you. What should I do if I think I'm allergic to something, or if I wanted to learn more, who should I talk to?
Well, first of all, if you think you've figured out what you're allergic to, avoid it. Second of all, start with your primary healthcare provider, and I think they can give you some recommendations. Maybe refer you on to an allergist. I would always start with the primary provider because sometimes your insurance requires that referral, and it's a good thing to let your primary doctor know what's going on with you.
Thanks to Jodine DeVault for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.